It's 8:40. It's Thursday morning with the Musers. The State Fair of Texas is underway, and this is a Musers tradition. Every first week of the State Fair, we visit with none other than Big Tex, the iconic symbol of the State Fair of Texas, who joins us now via satellite from right smack dab there in his familiar spot in the middle of the fair. Come in, Big Tex.
Howdy, folks. It's good to be on with the Musers, the radio show. Dallas's first and only sports show of record.
Oh, well, yes. It's good to have you.
Hold on, old Big Tex needs to do his job.
Oh, yeah, there are fairgoers out there he's got to talk to.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to the State Fair of Texas. Come on in and leave them six-shooters in the car. Here at the State Fair, if you're going to die, we want it to be from the E. coli at the petting zoo, not gunfire. Howdy, folks. I'm back.
Okay. Good job there.
Do you write your own announcements?
Hold on. Let me update fairgoers. Howdy, folks. Don't forget you can see Big Tex's big boots at the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. That's why you see old Big Tex barefoot this morning. I was wearing some Air Jordans, being totally hip yesterday, but unfortunately, my Air Jordans were stolen last night while I slept standing up like a quarter horse.
Oh, no. Man. You need new boots.
Big Tex has a question for Big Musers.
Okay.
What smells worse, the barn we have out here with all them 4-H products, or my butt?
I don't know. You tell us.
Old Big Tex has had a few too many corn dogs mixed with 7-Alarm chili out here.
Oh, no.
Gosh. Brown Trail ain't just a street in Bedford anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Big Tex.
That's a big cleanup.
Have to be that graphic.
Do you think John Mateer will be back in time for the Red River rivalry?
Oh, I hope so.
That's hard for Big Tex to say.
Yeah.
Red River rivalry.
Yeah, that is a hard one.
Big Tex used to have a speech impediment.
You did?
But I got over it and grew to 50 feet tall. You too can become a success.
That is a great success story.
Howdy, folks. Make sure you head down to the auto show where you can sit in an Escalade that was recently farted in by a Mexican guy in a Luka jersey. And don't forget to head on over to the Midway where you can get ripped off by a carny in a rigged game.
Okay, oh gosh, now.
But you won't notice because you're so distracted by the facial scabs and discolored teeth. It's all fun here at the State Fair of Texas.
It's all fun.
I think you need to rewrite some of these announcements.
Old Big Tex ain't doing so well.
Oh, no.
Oh, what happened now?
Well, Mrs. Big Tex cleared out her side of the closet and moved to another trailer right down the road a piece.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh, that's terrible to hear.
She done took up with another meth head that showed her an ounce of attention. So, basically what she always does. Oh, Big Tex. So, good news, kids. Old Big Tex is back on the bottle.
Oh, no. Gosh. Don't tell the kids that.
It's been about 13 years since I went full Buddhist monk and set myself on fire so I could
that's right.
Send myself straight to hell in a blaze of glory. All because Mrs. Big Tex cheated on me.
Oh, man, you don't have to air all
with
this.
With Sean Kemp that time.
Sean Kemp. Kemp.
She's a nut and causes old Big Tex endless heartache.
It's too bad.
It's sad.
I bet you're wondering why I stay with her.
Yeah, why do you stay with her, Big Tex?
Well, musers, have you ever heard the term dynamite pee?
Oh, my gosh, Big Tex.
I'm telling you, she can make you feel like your ding-ding ran into a pair of velvet-lined vice grips and have been left out in the sun all afternoon.
Big Tex, please.
You get to feel a little bit of heaven on earth when you're with Mrs. Big Tex.
Okay.
You can ask half the trailer park. They've all experienced it.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it.
Big Tex has to go do his Big Tex job.
Okay.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to the State
Fair. There he is, fading away there. Big Tex from the State Fair.